Del, are you listening, you hog?
Yeah, I was broken by that marriage. Broken to the point where I felt like I had to warn other people. See, after I got my divorce, I'd be walking along on a Saturday, I'd see a wedding take place. I'd bounce up those church steps two at a time. I'd grab the groom, I'd say, are you out of your mind? Everybody'd say, who is that guy? I'd grab the groom and I'd pin him against the wall. I'd say, let me tell you something, buddy, you can still back out now. You can still back out, she's got no papers on you. You ought to go through with this now. Sure, look at her, she's a cute kid. Give her 5 years and that pucker spreads. And she's hanging there with that Winston out of her mouth and that gravelly voice from all those double vodkas every day. Wait till the first time she talks back to you. Wait till the first time she embarrasses you. Wait till the first time she comes in and takes a confabutional while you're brushing your teeth. Then you tell me about the marriage and people are yelling, who is that guy? And finally the groom and a couple of the ushers grabbed me and they pummeled me and threw me outside the church and I bounced down the steps and I lay there screaming as they came out, you'll be sorry! You'll be sorry! I got the tag on their car as they drove away and I ran it through NCIC through a lawman buddy of mine and I got the guy's address and a year later I went by. I just stood outside his place smoking a Camel, leaning against a tree, and he finally came out the door. He said, I know you from some... He said, you're the guy that was yelling at my wedding. I said, yeah. Was I right? He said, you were right. And I held him as he wept on my shoulder. His wife came out the front door and said, honey, who's that? He said, shut up! Get back inside! You're the reason our kids are ugly! I said, it's all right, buddy. It's all right. Stiff upper lip. I pulled out a pocket flask. I gave him a shot of double bourbon, and he walked back inside to face his hell. I know a lot of people think I'm embittered. A lot of people think there's no chance I'll ever get married again, but there may be a chance. You know, I almost did. Even with that whole long spiel about the hell of it all, I fell in love again. And I guess it was kind of on the rebound. I fell in love with this very wonderful girl. And I've been doing a lot of dating, and I've been, you know, kind of running around, alley-catting around, and I fell in love with this girl after Estelle, and we got engaged, and it all came to an end. One morning, I was real tired when I got up, and I wasn't thinking straight. And from force of habit, before I left, I took out my wallet and I laid $10 down on the pillowcase. Oh, God! No, that's not what ended the engagement. What ended the engagement was she saw that $10 sitting there and she gave me $5 change. Coles.